Hi, Susie. Taylor says you have three birds. Is that true?
Yes, it is. All of them are parrots.
I wouldn't want a parrot for a pet.
Why not?
Well, they bite. A parrot bit my finger once. And they take a lot of care.
That's true. You have to feed them the right food, and you need to spend time with them.
I always like to see the birds at the zoo.
I do too. Flamingos are my favorite.
I like the eagles. They're so big and powerful.
And I like the birds with colorful feathers.
Yes, birds are so interesting.
And there are so many different kinds.
How many kinds are there?
I don't know, but there must be thousands.
Many people like birds, but not everyone can keep one for a pet. People like to visit zoos and bird parks to see many kinds of birds. Some parrots have very colorful feathers. Flamingos have very long legs and walk in the water. Eagles are big and powerful. In some parks, people can feed birds too. It is fun to hold a bird on your finger or hand and watch it eat. But be careful, birds can bite you. Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter and it's so good to see you today.
It sure is. Friends, I'm Pauline. So excited to learn with you today. Today we're talking about nature.
And our title is Beautiful Birds.
We talked about this yesterday too. Friends, can you remember what happened?
I think I remember. Let's see. Susie and Taylor were at the Jungle Cafe. And they were surprised to see a parrot in the cafe.
Right. Susie and Taylor started talking about birds as pets. Taylor has a friend who owns a hua mei. That's a small bird that has a beautiful song.
Oh, right. Do you remember what kind of bird a hua mei is?
Oh, it's not a parrot.
No, definitely not.
I remember... I remember, it's a type of thrush.
Hey, very good, I'm impressed. Of course, there are many different kinds of birds all over the world. Can you think of some other kinds of birds, Pauline?
Sure, ducks. I love going to the park and looking at the ducks in the lake. Oh, and I like to see the cranes and herons too. Those are tall water birds with long legs.
Oh yeah. The park is a great place to see different kinds of birds. You will also see a lot of pigeons at the park, too. Many people like to feed pigeons.
Oh, right. I always look for birds when I go hiking. I love taking pictures of birds.
Well, I can't wait to talk more about this. Here's Jack with our keywords for today.
Hello, Matt 说. 他很喜欢到动物园去看鸟。He likes to see birds in the zoo. 名词 zoo 就是动物园。Susie 也很喜欢，她最喜欢的鸟是红鹤。Matt 最喜欢老鹰，eagle。Matt likes the eagles. Matt 觉得老鹰很大很强壮。They are big and powerful. 形容词 powerful 是强大强壮的。 Susie 家养了三只鹦鹉, 她要花很多时间喂它们。 She has to feed them. 动词 feed 就是喂食。 Matt 说, 她不会选择鹦鹉做宠物, 因为她曾经被鹦鹉咬过手指。 A parrot bit his finger once. 手指就是 finger.
Hi, Susie. Taylor says you have three birds. Is that true?
Yes, it is. All of them are parrots.
I wouldn't want a parrot for a pet.
Why not?
Well, they bite. A parrot bit my finger once. And they take a lot of care.
That's true. You have to feed them the right food, and you need to spend time with them.
Wow, Did you know that Susie has three birds?
Is that true? Yes, it's true. And yes, I knew that, Peter. We talked about that yesterday.
Oh, right. I was just testing you. Do you know what kind of birds they are?
Oh, I don't know. We didn't talk about that yesterday.
Okay, good memory, true. But weren't you listening to Susie and Matt? Susie told Matt that all of her birds are parrots.
Oh, I missed that. Wow, that's a lot of parrots. Do you think it's noisy in her apartment? Parrots can be really loud.
Good question. Maybe. I don't know. But we do learn that Matt doesn't want a parrot for a pet.
Oh, right. But he's not worried about the noise. He's worried about being bit. Sometimes parrots do bite. In fact, it happened to Matt once. A parrot bit his finger.
Ooh, ouch. Friends, notice the word bite and bit. We use bite in the present and bit for the past. For example, be careful, that dog bites. He bit me yesterday.
That's a great example. Well, Matt is a little afraid of parrots. He's afraid because in the past, a parrot bit him.
But that's not the only reason Matt doesn't want to own a parrot. He also says that parrots take a lot of care. Jack, can you help us understand this a little bit more?
Matt 说要养宠物的话，他不会选择鹦鹉。原因之一是 they take a lot of care。这句话乍看之下，有人可能会想到片语 take care of something， 照顾什么。不过它不是这个意思哦。动词 take 在这里是需要花费的意思。比如 take a lot of time 就是需要花很多时间。Take a lot of room 需要很大的空间。Take a lot of work 需要花很大的功夫。所以 Matt 说的They take a lot of care, 表示他们需要很多的照顾。Care 是名词，照顾、照料的意思。
Thanks, Jack. It's true, most pets take a lot of care, but parrots especially take a lot of care.
That's true. Parrots can live a very long time.They can live for 40 years or more.
Wow, so you need to be willing to care for them for a very long time.
Yes, that's true.
Not only that, you also have to feed them the right food.
That's true. And that's also today's
calendar phrase.
That's true.
That's true.
那是真的。
Birds take a lot of care.
That's true.
And birds can bite.
That's true.
And you have to feed them the right foods.
That's true. But birds are smart and cute and fun.
Yes, that's true too.
Especially chickens.
That's true.
That's true.
那是真的。
Okay, so don't buy a parrot if you can't take care of it for a long time. If you do own a parrot, spend time with it. And don't forget, you have to feed them the right kind of food.
Oh, now we have to go to the right teacher to help us use this sentence. Do you know who that is? That's right, it's Rebecca.
Hey, friends. I'm so glad that you could join me for today's Use It. In today's Use It, you're going to learn the sentence pattern. You have to do something the right noun. Let's look at some examples. You have to give him the right information. Or you could say, you have to tell them the right time. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. I knew we picked the right teacher to help us.
And friends, you came to the right place to learn English. We hope you are enjoying learning with us today. Practice a couple words and phrases. that you've learned during this break, and then we'll be right back. See you soon!
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Do you ever go to the park and look at birds? What kind of birds can you see there? Can you describe them?
Even in English, I don't know all the names of the birds I see. So I will just say, look at that pretty little blackbird over there. Or, hey, do you see that big white bird in the tree?
I do the same thing too. Try doing that in English the next time you go to the park, friends. It can be a good way to practice your English. But don't go anywhere yet. Let's go ahead and watch our next conversation together right now.
I always like to see the birds at the zoo.
I do too. Flamingos are my favorite.
I like the eagles. They're so big and powerful.
And I like the birds with colorful feathers.
Yes, birds are so interesting.
And there are so many different kinds.
How many kinds are there?
I don't know. But there must be thousands.
Oh, of course, the zoo. I can't believe we forgot about the zoo, Peter. That's another great place to go and see interesting birds.
You can see birds from all over the world at the zoo. So, did you hear which kind Susie likes?
Yes, she says flamingos are her favorite. Flamingos are fun birds. They are bright pink, like my shirt, and they have long legs and a long neck. I like them too.
What other kinds of birds can you see at the zoo?
Penguins! Those are my favorite. Penguins are black and white. They can't fly, but they are great swimmers. I think penguins are really cute.
I agree. Oh, but what kind of bird does Matt like? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. He likes the eagles. There are many different kinds of eagles. Eagles are big, powerful birds. They are great flyers.
The bald eagle is a type of eagle. It has a white head, and it is the national bird for the United States.
That's right. I can see bald eagles when I go hiking in Montana. I like seeing birds at the zoo, too, but seeing them outside in nature is even better.
Although, if you want to see penguins in the U.S., you have to go to the zoo, Pauline. You can't see wild penguins live very far from the U.S.
That's true. That's why people like to go to the zoo. They can see animals from all over the world.
So, are there any other birds you can see at the zoo?
Oh, yes, the ostrich. That's another big bird that can't fly. But it's really tall. It lives in Africa, or you can see it at the zoo.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about ostriches. Wow, there really are a lot of different kinds of birds. How many kinds are there?
Oh, I have no idea, but there must be thousands. Let's look at this word thousands with Jack.
到底有多少种鸟呢? Susie 说, I don't know. But there must be thousands. 我不知道,但一定有非常多种。我们来学thousand这个字的用法。首先, thousand可以做名词,千的意思用。它是可数名词。A thousand是1000。如果用复数thousands的话,因为英文中数字的表达一万是10,000,10,000是 100,000, 100,000才用million, 所以如果在表达数量的时候,含糊地用了复数的thousands, 它指的是数量从1000多到99万多都有可能。换句话说,Susie说的, there must be thousands, 意思就是一定非常的多, 我们可以用复数的 thousands 来表达很多很多的意思。比如 there are thousands of people, 或者 thousands of students are using this website. 这些都是表达很多的意思。
Thanks, Jack. And thanks to you, friends. There are thousands of things you could be doing right now, but you chose to be here learning with us. What great students.
Well, thankfully, we didn't learn thousands of new words today. That would be too much, but we did learn some great new words today. So let's review them together now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Zoo.Zoo. Let's go see the bears at the zoo.
Eagle. Eagle. Eagles are big birds.
Powerful. Powerful. That man is strong and powerful.
Feed.Feed. Please feed the cat.
Finger. Finger. He touched the bird with his finger. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. And now let's look back at our lesson one more time together.
Hi, Susie. Taylor says you have three birds. Is that true?
Yes, it is. All of them are parrots.
I wouldn't want a parrot for a pet.
Why not?
Well, they bite. A parrot bit my finger once. And they take a lot of care.
That's true. You have to feed them the right food, and you need to spend time with them.
I always like to see the birds at the zoo.
I do too. Flamingos are my favorite.
I like the eagles. They're so big and powerful.
And I like the birds with colorful feathers.
Yes, birds are so interesting.
And there are so many different kinds.
How many kinds are there?
I don't know. But there must be thousands.
Jim, can I please have a pet?
Ginger, not everyone can keep a pet.
Oh.
But I have an idea.
Yeah, what's that?
Let's visit the zoo. They have a bird park.
A bird park?
Yes, we can see colorful parrots there.
Yay! What birds can we see there?
We can see flamingos.
Ooh.
They have very long legs.
Wow! What other birds?
Powerful eagles.
Wow!
You can even feed the birds and hold one on your finger.
Yay! Let's go to the zoo. We can see the birds and visit my family.
Okay. We'll stop and see the monkeys too.
Yay!
Hello everyone. Welcome to Jack's File.I'm Jack, and this is Joey. I'm watching her today for a friend. She is a parrot and a very smart bird. I think birds are really cool. There's so many different kinds. And you know, bird watching is a very popular hobby. Come on, Joey. Let's go and have a snack.
Many people like birds. Some keep them as pets. These pet birds live in cages. Some are small and others are large. Some are colorful, but others are brown. And some can sing beautifully. Other birds, like parrots, are very smart. Their owners can teach them to talk or do tricks.These birds need a lot of care, and they can live a long time. Other people don't keep birds for pets, but they enjoy watching them. Bird watching is a popular hobby. people go out into nature and look for birds. They often carry binoculars so they can see birds better. Bird watchers or birders take pictures of birds they see. Sometimes they don't know what the birds are. Then they can look at pictures in bird books to find the ones that they saw. Many have a notebook and keep a list of all the birds they see. The best time to go bird watching is 1 to 2 hours after the sun comes up, or 1 to 2 hours before the sun goes down. There are thousands of different kinds of birds to look for and enjoy.
Joey is enjoying her snack. I like to watch her when she eats. Birds are so interesting. I don't think I want to have a bird for a pet, but I'm glad to watch Joey for a few hours. Birds take a lot of care, but they make good pets. And maybe I'll try bird watching someday. That might be fun. But join me next time on Jack's File. See you next time. Bye.
Oh, Peter, I thought of one other way you can enjoy watching birds.
Oh, well, we've been talking about that for the last 2 days. What is it?
You can make a birdhouse or put up a bird feeder.
Hey, that's a great way to look at birds. Oh, I know. You can put one by your window. Then you can see birds fly, come and go. You could see so many different kinds of wild birds.
My family used to have a bird feeder right outside our dining room window. I loved seeing all the different birds that lived in our area.
Oh, and think about this. You don't need a bird in a cage. You can have them just visit you.
I love that. Well, friends, well, however you enjoy nature, we hope you get a chance to do that this summer. And we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.